One of the neat things about the Daily Lectionary, as it is in the Treasury of Daily Prayer and the Pray Now app, is that it gives you a writing every day as well as the scriptures, something from the history of the church. You know, tradition isn't bad in and of itself. Tradition's only bad when tradition departs from the scriptures. The writing for today is from a man named Jacob Andrea, and you may or may not know his name, but without him, well, you might not have a Lutheran church. After Dr. Luther died, there was a great struggle within the Lutheran churches in Northern Europe for the gospel, for what Luther taught. His personality had held them together so much that it was kind of hard for them to just gather around one idea. But because of the work of two men, Jacob Andrea and Martin Chemnitz, who over a decade traveled to countless places to talk about the issues and help people who were arguing with each other come together and talk, something called the Formula of Concord, the Formula for Peace, was written and signed. So we owe much to this Jacob Andrea. That formula today still stays as part of our confessional standard, our statement of doctrine, as the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Now, it doesn't tell us where this writing comes from, but it's very good. It's beautiful. He says, in Philippians 3, 7-11, Paul clearly explains the righteousness of faith and what it consists of, that God looks at his Son and for his sake permits us not to suffer for our sins. Instead, he regards us as righteous, as if we were neither sinners nor corrupted by nature. He looks at the power of Christ's resurrection and our sharing of his suffering, for Christ's suffering and death are our death, and we become like him through faith. We enjoy the power of his resurrection. Similarly, he writes in Romans 4:25, he was put to death for our trespasses and was raised for our justification. That means, as soon as Christ rose from the dead, the power of his resurrection was so great that whoever believed on him was no longer considered a sinner, but was considered righteous in God's sight. For he had put on the obedience of Christ, which he rendered the Father even unto death. It is written in Galatians 3:27, for as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Again, Colossians 2:12-14, you were buried with him in baptism, in which you were raised with him through faith, which God effects, God who raised him from the dead. And you, who were dead in sin, God made alive with him, having forgiven us all our sins, having canceled the bond which stood against us. From all of this, it is plain and clear that when Holy Scripture speaks of the righteousness of faith and of our justification in God's sight, nothing else can be understood but this. One, how we are declared utterly free in God's sight of our sins, which we have committed, which still cling to our flesh, which we cannot completely lay aside as long as we live in this world. And two, what God looks upon and why he will not regard us as sinners and does not cast us away and condemn us eternally as sinful, disobedient children, because of the obedience of Christ, which he rendered to his Father, even unto death, as the satisfaction and payment for our sins, and as our righteousness. Again, those are the words of Jacob Andrea, a father of the Lutheran Church, a major participant in the development of the Formula of Concord, and what we would call then a confessor. A Christian, just like you and me, in the history of the church, whose testimony has been so important that even to this day it continues to feed and encourage us. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news, that good news, who Jesus is and what he has done for you. Back with a little Old Testament study in just a moment.